Hi guys, thanks for joining us again on another episode of Music in Marriage. My name is Nikita, I am your host, and this is my co-host.
I'm like Red Square, and we're there one more time, another brand new episode. Give thanks for joining us. Let's talk.
Yes, we hope this podcast is reaching everyone wherever you are, whatever time zone you're in. We hope this podcast is reaching you in good health and in good spirits.
Most definitely. And before we move forward, you don't know, we have to big up the sponsors. We got to pay the bills, you know what I mean? Simply Rose Craft on IG. Simply Rose Craft for all your merchandising needs, for all your home decor needs, for all your door wreaths and signs, all that. Shirts, just make sure mugs. You check in with Simply Rose Craft. She has a website. It's simplyrosecraft.com, and she's on IG. Yeah, Simply Rose Craft. So that's at Simply Rose Craft. Make sure you wanna check in. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yes, and also a shout out to Nikki Glitz Cosmetics. She's about to be a new sponsor.
Yeah, she coming on board.
Yeah, so shout out to her. Make sure you guys go over to her website, NikkiGlitzCosmetic.com, if you need any loose glitters, any palettes, brushes, and all those other things, you know, for artistic. The makeup line. Yeah. It's coming real soon, so make sure you guys check around and stay tuned to her IG as well, Nikki Glitz Cosmetics.
Yes, sir. You know what I mean? You don't know Nikki Glitz, big up yourself.
Yes. The glitter is actually on my nails. I don't know if you guys can see it, this camera. Yeah. But yes, it's a multi-purpose glitter. I use it for my nails, my eyes, you know,
yeah.
Makeup, photo shoot, whatever it is that you want.
Doom on them thing. For.
Yeah. Pretty thing.
Yeah.
fix up thing. Yeah. Yes, before we get into the show, I would like to, you know, encourage everyone, if you are viewing us on YouTube, I would like to encourage you to go over to our streaming platforms, a streaming platform where our podcast is being provided, which is all of them pretty much. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Anchor FM, and please just go over and subscribe. If you are listening to us on a streaming platform, make sure you go over to YouTube and, you know, check out our visuals for this episode and other episodes of our podcast. I'm Like Red Square Official is the channel. So it's AMLAKREDSQUARE Official. Yes. So make sure you guys go over there and check out all of our visuals for each episode of our podcast.
Yes. And you don't know, you can also follow us on IG. You know, my personal IG is at Amlak Red Square. And Nikki is...
Mines is Nikki_Gordon718.
Yes, and you don't know the podcast. IG is at Music and Marriage. That's Music and A&D Marriage Podcast. Yes. Make sure it's on the lock in, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
So what's going on, babe? What's going on?
Christmas is in the air.
Christmas is coming.
Yeah. Christmas is in the air, you know. The streets is kind of having a little buzz, you know.
In a good and a bad way.
The lockdown thing kind of, it's still there, but it feels like it's not there anymore because, you know, we have like the whole 7 days now where we don't have like a day where we have to be in the house the whole day.
Yeah.
So that, you know, you can feel
there's no movement days.
Yeah, you can feel the Christmas breeze.
Yeah, it's actually a little bit chilly.
You know, especially where we live. Yeah. You can feel the Christmas breeze, you know what I mean?
Yeah, hence why I got my long sling tonight,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, man, I want to say big respect to all of the hustlers them out there, all of the downtown hustlers, you know what I mean? Love on the game, on the shop, and more time, if me not have the real bargainer beside me, on the get over upon me, you know what I mean?
Yeah, sharp, but I'm so sharper.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck what you heard.
Yeah, she not really let the ghost killer them do them work, you know what I mean? I have to big her up for that because if I go somewhere and I want to buy
they
something
on him.
If
they
I
give
want
him the highest price and he'll just be like, all right, cool, me take it. Once he won it, it's just like, all right, cool, me take it.
Yeah, because you know, damn, man, it's the hustlers, you know what I mean? It's like, all right, we got somewhere today.
Yeah, from one hustler to another. I'm a hustler too, so you can't hustle.
We went to go purchase a piece of furniture, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, we walk into the store and immediately we have to make sure say, all right, you take care of the conversation, because if it's up to me, the negotiation, it now go go.
There is no negotiation. Yeah. Whatever price they give him or whatever he see on there, that's just what he take it for. Yeah. Like, this is Jamaica. You can, everything is negotiable. Like, everything. So there's no way I'm paying, like, full price. Because if somebody come to me for my service, I'm sure they're going to negotiate. And I'm going to say, all right, you know what I'm saying? I could pull or I could take back or I can, you know what I'm saying?
But the thing is, we have to, like, we got to tag team it. Because usually when we go in at the store, and me have the raw patois. And she, you know, really, she have it raw patois, you know, but it still sound sweetish. So once I hear the raw patois, the price already start at a certain level. And then when them say, all right, this is the price, and she hear it and I like it, she chip in and say, but no, man, you have to do something more better than that, man, because, you know what I mean? Yeah, so we have to tag team it. And yeah, that's sort of thing, you know what I mean? Buy a piece of furniture and taxi man say, all right, listen, bring up this piece of furniture, yeah, it's gonna cost X amount.
No. We decided that we weren't gonna use the delivery guys there because the lady at the store was like, oh, I know a delivery guy because, you know, whatever. So I'm like, all right, cool. Mm-hmm. You know, just keep the business within, you know, somebody the cool, link. Hook it up.
Yeah.
Finish.
So basically, she linked the brother away for bring the piece of furniture come at the house. You know what I mean? And my daddy and him tell me a price. So I say, all right, because you don't know. The hustle, you know what I mean? I watch the hustle. The hustle, everybody got to eat, you know what I mean?
It
never really out of the price range. You understand what I mean? I say, but when me go into the car now and say, yo, Nikita, this is the price range, and I say, Rere. She say, what?
You serious? Hopped out the whip real quick, fast, like, whoa.
Yeah. And by the time she go, they go talk and do fear a little magic and come back in. Price not down. You know what I mean?
A lot.
Yeah.
Compared to what he's giving him. Yeah. And if I didn't really know certain like location and like the geography of how the place is, I'd have probably got it knocked down more because I'd have realized it ain't that far.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, down. But they price really try to put the G on you. And then he's such a like a nice guy. He's just like, okay.
I'm a very nice guy.
Whatever, you know, if I don't tell you a price, me so, go work with that.
So I no longer negotiate. Because I'm a very nice guy.
You're too nice.
You know what I mean? And because I'm too nice, I got to let her do the negotiating.
Well, leave it to the shark.
Yeah, leave it to the piranha. You know what I mean? Because she know how to deal with the thing.
So, nah, for me, it's just like you got to know how to negotiate.
Listen,
like,
I'm not knocking you at all. Because sometimes, you know, you need that person
and
to
he
say,
really,
yo.
Nah, but he really tried to eat off of him. And he was just like, it's a big eat compared to what he made. It's a big eat. Stop playing. If that was a regular, typical Jamaican that he see, like, you know what I'm saying? I get to youth. Him no same couldn't come team with that.
Yeah, but
him no same couldn't do that.
The thing is, the location where we going in the first place.
I understand
it. Once I tell a man, say, yeah, go up in a deal. I'm going to say, up in a deal. All right. You don't know. I'm not going to give him already.
I'm not going to deal with the two of you, brother. I'm going to just give you a little price. Because that's what every minute he could. Empress, you have to understand it, brother. I don't want to understand none, you know. More overstand the price. So me ask you for.
Yeah.
And if you can't give me that price, then, yo, there's other brothers out here that's willing to do the job
for a certain
price that I'm willing to pay for. So if you ain't with it, let me know. We can keep it pushing. We ain't got to waste time.
Yeah, I leave all the negotiation to her.
You got to, because
me do the initial or I go on canvas so them know say I don't know, you understand? And then she just come
and
in
and then once I hear something now, like it's like all on the eye, hello, all I want to go again.
And it's all good and it works out. You know what I mean? So yeah, basically that's the vibe, you know what I mean? So what are we talking about today? Oh wait, before we go into that, right, I want to big up my sister in Christine.
Oh, yeah.
She has a non-for-profit organization called
Touch the Sky.
I'm actually wearing a shirt right now. You know what I mean? It's basically non-for-profit organization.
Non-for-profit. Why are you saying
it's non-for-profit?
Nah, that's weird, bro.
It's the same.
She has anyway. A non-profit organization that she runs out of Atlanta.
Yes.
Where it helps to provide children across the country with the opportunity to travel international.
Meet yes.
As far as Jamaica, Africa, wherever in the world that they have
the desire.
I think
she's been to Africa already.
Yeah, she's been to South Africa this summer. And
doing some donations to some, you know,
kids there that need stuff. She's helping out a lot in Africa. She did a whole thing in South Africa.
Yeah.
So, you know, her foundation is pretty much where she's trying to help young children who are in need travel the world and be able to see broader than what they're just seeing. Because, you know, once you're from the hood, you're just really seeing the hood. You're not thinking about a passport. You're not thinking about traveling the world. You're not thinking about even just leaving your hood.
Definitely.
You're just trying to stay in your hood. Like, that's how Americans, I really think. Like,
and
how
even Jamaica as well. Way. For real.
Yeah, it's like we just want to stay in the hood. Like, you're from this hood. That's where you're going to live, die, and that's it. Because you bred it there. But her organization is where she's allowing young children to be able to travel outside of the country and, you know, get a broader perspective of life.
Definitely.
And, you know, just see things in a different light. So shout out to Christine.
Yeah, man.
And if you guys are interested in donating to the foundation,
we'll put the link in the bio.
Yes, we'll put the link. And also you can reach out to her, Christine L. Wilson, on Facebook and on Instagram.
Yes. We'll put the link in the bio
we'll
so you get the direct link. So, you know, go to know
phony people.
And there's
a website and all of that where you guys can check out her work and all of that that she's doing and, you know, see the good deed that she's doing. So, shout out to you, Christine, for
Christine,
all of the hard work
yourself.
That you're putting in for
big
these
respect.
Young children.
Touch
you
know the
saying?
Sky.
It's something that's definitely going to be, you know, impacting their lives.
Yeah.
So, touch the sky. Make sure you guys go and check it out.
Yeah. So, topic.
Topic.
Sauce.
All right, sauce. There's a song. I don't know who sing the song, but the song "Good Together Forget Things."
Oh my god! Not this.
So, me and him was driving the other day, and this song came on the radio.
Gage.
Is the artist that sings?
So
the song come on the radio. Gage. Someday, you know, bouncing in. So he's looking at me like, he giving me that side eye. So I asked him, I was like, so you don't agree, like, if you're with a woman, you don't feel like you should be taking care of her financially, like, you know?
You never ask a question like that. Ask right, it or you right, ask
well,
it.
All right, say I'm asking, because I guess I don't remember then.
You ask me if I'm taking out someone, or if I'm
sleeping.
Just, yes,
you're
if I'm just regular, if it's just a regular,
casual, smash and go.
Yeah, should I be giving her things?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, no, even if it's good, no.
And I was like, even if shorty got like good kitty, like you ain't going to splurge on her a little bit. You ain't going, you know what I'm saying, wine and dine. You ain't going to take her to the mall. Let her, you know what I'm saying, have whatever
all
she
right.
like, shop and drop, you know.
All right, let me just add.
That's the Jamaican in him, the had.
A little. Perspective from Wagwan. You know what I mean? Because I don't want to bring myself across as a mean person or something like that.
No,
because
but I can
not.
Vouch for that.
You know what I mean?
I can vouch for that.
Having dinner is one thing. You understand what I mean?
So you be taking shorty out.
If you bring somebody out, having dinner is one thing. You know what I mean? And
that's a part of taking care of.
And it won't be a situation where I'm going to ask if I pay half of the bill or some stupid thing like that. Like, I'm not that type of person, right? But I'm not going to be giving you money. I'm not going to be giving you gifts.
I'm not giving you nothing physical. I'm not flying you nowhere.
It's not going to be nothing like that because at the end of the day, it's just a smash and move. You understand me? I said, no matter if it's good, yes or no. I'm not that type of person. If I just touch and go, I touch and go. Now, if I'm a, or if me I look, if I see a future, if I see a future now, then that's a different story. You understand? Because I see a future I want to build. But if I don't see a future, if it's just a...
Okay, Bob the Builder.
Yeah.
Okay.
If it's a...
Because, as I said, Oh, if it's a...
Yeah.
That's what it is. Then,
okay. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, if it's, you know, you got...
Well, I feel sorry for any female that you ever slept with before me, after me, during me, because there's no
and
way
they can
I could
vouch,
be with
I'm
no man
if
and you're going to tell me that you're not
none
taking
of them
care
of
me.
Them you,
listen to me. Not sure they know.
none of them brave enough to show up, man. They could tell you, like, I'm not that type of person. I don't give certain things. Are you not getting no money from me? You're not...
Yeah, but you're getting her cat. Like, you jump... Yeah,
the only thing I'm going to get that is valuable from me is my time. Because my time is valuable. You understand what I'm saying?
Skirt. I don't know about that one, Playboy. Yeah,
my time is valuable.
Listen to me. First of all, for me, there's no way I could be sleeping with a man and he's not taking care of me.
That's a woman's perspective.
I don't care what it is. It could not be a long-term relationship. It could be a smash and go. Once you enter, you have to take care of this.
Yeah.
In a business plan, what level?
Sexually, yes. Once you're right. For sure.
No.
Sexually,
no.
Yes.
In any way possible. There's no way I should be sleeping with a man and I cannot look to you for whatever it is that I need. I'm not saying that you're supposed to depend on him.
In what way?
In any way. Financially, physically, emotionally, any type of way I need you to be there. Once I'm sleeping with you, there's no way you're going to come and tell me. You know what? I saw this meme.
You know, it now got him. It now got him. Because, all right.
I saw this meme.
Finish.
Right? Mm-hmm. And the lady said, private jets, expensive. Private school, expensive. Private parts, why should that be free? You want everything that's private is usually exclusive, is usually something that you want to pay for, you want to give, correct?
Correct.
So why is it my private part? You want to get that for free.
It doesn't work. But no, I get like it for that. Free. Me a pay a fee to time.
No, baby love. So time can't clean it? Time can't make sure.
Oh, you have to clean it.
So if you are jumping up and down in a me, like a dandy shandy, you have
to
clean
it. Say never let before me.
That, but you're jumping up and down in there now, so therefore you're responsible for
no,
that.
No,
so,
you didn't buy soap and
where that me did that bite before
and
you.
And body splash
you,
before me.
It not really matter. I mean, I use body splash.
But no, not
really
you
matter.
Particularly, but I'm
it
just saying.
It not really matter. Listen to me.
I'm just saying.
Once you're sleeping with me, you have to take care of me. Yeah, I feel like give me what me need in every aspect,
and like I said before, right? If it's like a casual, we going out or something like that.
No.
Then
once
yes.
Once you're smashing.
But once it's
no.
A smash and go.
Once I'm smashing.
Is it once me smash and go? My gun.
You couldn't play no shit like that with me, Playboy.
It makes sense.
You couldn't play no shit like that with me. I couldn't for them chicks that you slept
in
before.
Back in my idea, once me smash. And go. My God.
He lying. Because there's shorties that he smashed and going and went back.
And if I'm and if I and if I come back, I'm gone again.
Damn.
You understand what I'm saying?
Night.
If I come back, I'm gone again.
Nah, bro. Nah,
like,
bro.
Listen to me. And and it sounds horrible, right? But.
So why is it that you
I don't
like you
feel. Like, if we are sharing energies just for a quick promiscuous moment, that I should be giving you stuff. You understand what I say? Because at the end of the day, it's just for a slight, quick, promiscuous moment. And maybe one or two promiscuous moments after that. But it's nothing serious. And if it is nothing serious, then... You have your own life and me have my own life. Only time you link me, I went. You understand? And I eat that.
Yeah, you're a piece of shit.
No.
But that, no.
It's,
no.
It's, it is what it
no,
is.
It's,
maybe.
That's not what it is. Because at the end of the day, I know you're a person who believes in transference of souls, of spirits.
Of spirit, yes.
Of all of that.
Of energies,
so,
yes.
Of energies.
Yes.
So if you're just going to say you're just going to smash and go and that's just it and you're just going to keep it pushing, there must be some
in terms of like
there must be some type of connection where you feel some type of
connection bill. There's me not go around the fact that a connection of a bill.
But
at the end of the day, even though we're building connection, if we build a connection, it still does not mean that I am obligated to give you anything at all.
With this connection, you will want to say you want to do for this person, you want to take care of this person.
No.
No, Papa is a good thing. You never have the mentality when me there with you, or did you? Because then
it was different, and you could have felt the difference in those times, right? You could have felt we could have feel the difference in the initial stages, and even up to this moment, we can still feel and know the difference, and that is why you get everything. You understand what I say? Like when you deserve everything, you get everything.
No, sir.
But everything is reserved for the person who deserves it.
Mm-mm.
And not necessarily for the person where you casually just a boom bang. And you know what I mean? Like, no, you got your own life, girl. I got my own life. As a matter of fact,
if we're doing this, we're sharing a life in some way.
Hold on. Let me go a step further. Even though me and you probably have a little casual fling, you probably have your man. Where you claim to be your bonifier, him, if you take care of your whatever that is,
no,
the situation there. Me just there for the physical vibration. That's it.
So you're pretty much just using.
It using go both ways. And me I use, and the two we I use.
No, you're using because you're looking at it as just a sexual thing.
And the person is also looking at it as just a sexual thing because she have her man.
So what? Some woman would have her man and still fall in love with the next one and still say yeah.
If your business is that?
I don't know. I'm gonna know about that one there.
Listen, it sounds harsh.
Once we're sleeping together, I feel like certain things you're obligated to do. You're obligated.
No.
Just like how you, in the last episode you said your happiness, like your partner is obligated to
partner, my wife, my queen, my significant other. See, push up the ring and let them see it. You're wearing it. You understand what I mean? That is a difference. Is a significant difference. Significant. When we reach another spectrum there of things, then of course I'm gonna give you everything you want.
No, but as long as I could afford it. You're just sleeping with a girl and just not doing nothing for her. So not even a taxi fare that girl for go home. You can't.
Yeah,
be
she
that
need
cold.
A taxi fare. You of can't. Course.
So you mean if she need a taxi fare, that should be a given. So she gonna come and see you.
Not every girl needs a taxi fare, baby.
Yeah, but even if you should just do it out of kindness to your heart, you should even just say, do you need a taxi
Not
fare?
Not every girl needs a taxi fare. And also it depends on the type of woman where a man have a fling with. Because women are independent. Women have their own things. Them just want to have a little fling. A little
I have my own. Even listen to me. As I said, I agree a woman is supposed to be independent. But even when I have my own, if you're sleeping with me, you must be doing something for me.
And that is
you're
you.
Not just, we're not just going to be having this sexual energy and that's it. Like, you're just going to be sleeping with me and them and I get no tights.
That is just you. Sex? Not all women are like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Not all women are like that. Some women just want to enjoy and keep it pushing.
Especially if you're not my man. Especially if I'm cheating on my man
especially,
with you.
Especially.
Like, you gotta be doing something for me.
Yeah, the
you
sex.
Gotta be.
Because
no,
you have your man.
No.
And your man again, everything else. And maybe nah, please you sexually. Mm-mm. And you don't know. You know, me come feel that void there.
Ain't no
the sexual
free ride
vibe.
Nowhere in this world. So you not come jump up and down in my wall. I feel like
listen,
say.
Stop using that term. I hate. I hate. Hate. That phrase.
Why jump up and down?
Yes, yes,
because
yes.
Because you always want to talk like it's facts.
Stop saying that, please.
All right, you're not complete. No dandishan in a man. Well, then.
That's even worse. What wrong with you, man? Yo. Stop
you
using that
go
term,
come,
man.
You now come saka me. You now come ackle my frame. Ackle frame. That one, I can work with it.
Yeah, because it's a little bit more subtle, yeah.
You're not come ackle up my friend, you're not come ackle up my body, you're not come jump up and down in me. I feel like, say, I just free this, and you just got to say, all right, you just got to wait till like a 5 minutes.
You know why?
And you're gone about your business.
All right,
brother.
You know why you think
really?
Like that?
Why me think like that?
Because you're not a woman that have casual sex.
Yeah, but even
you understand
if,
what I'm saying? You're a woman that wants more. And because you want more, you get more.
So
and you're in a situation where you get more.
So when you're in casual sex, like when you're just having casual sex, you should not have no expectations. It should just be.
Then what? What should the expectations be? I mean, understand?
Take. I mean, I don't know. I feel like there should be more than that. Like, you're not.
But that is what I'm saying. You're not the type of person that thinks in the casual sense.
And I'm not the type of woman that's like, money, money, money. Like, I don't feel like money is everything. I don't feel like you should do things for money. However, in this instance, when it comes to a man and woman relationship or whatever it is, whether it's sex, whether it's a relationship, whether it's marriage, whether it's a partnership, whatever it is, I feel like I'm not going to be sitting here laying on my back, laying on top, whatever it is that I'm doing. Like, I'm not going to be doing all of that for free.
That's all your thing, man. That's
and
that.
Then you just going to dip in and you have the mentality. It's not like, about well, dipping. I'm going to dip in. I'm just peace out. And when I feel like coming
back, it sounds harsh, right? Like I said before, it sounds very harsh. But the reality is, it's not just me just take on me and get and gone. We not talk. We not do nothing. We not. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, but if you're talking to her, you do all of this. That's a relationship.
That's my time. I get my time.
But that's a relationship.
But at the end of the day, I don't agree.
It's a relationship. If I'm sleeping with you, you're giving me your time outside of sex, where we're sitting there, we're talking. We're
conversing, not necessarily in that sense.
We're going to dinner together. Not necessarily in that sense at all.
Not a dating sense.
So what sense?
Not a dating sense.
So what other sense can it be?
All right, Nikita. That's, like, all right, like so you're building. Thinking so robotic. So we just come, pop up, sex, and gone.
But that's how you say it. Like, that's what you be doing. You just pass through, smash, and keep it pushing.
Come on, man.
So you sit down and you have conversations with them before and all of that before it leads up to... That's a relationship. That's y'all building to something. That's not just sex. Casual sex is where you come, you lay down, you do what you got to do, and you keep it pushing. That's what I consider casual sex.
That's unlike whoredom.
No, that's not whoredom, because if that's whoredom, first thing you're going to do is put the money on the night table before we do anything, and then you go about your business. That's whoredom. That's prostitution.
Okay.
There's no money exchange at that moment.
So like me say, your perspective is different from mine's, right? At the end of the day, like me say, this is not a robotic thing. So me's not a robot. Me not got us come sex. I'm gone. That's it.
So what? That's no, what I'm it's saying. Not like that. But if it's anything.
But at the
more
end of the day,
that,
it's not. It's also not. A relationship either. It's just casual, we beat and we keep it pushing.
But that's what you just said.
Well, go on. Yeah, all right. Everything good? All right. I'm going to keep it pushing. That's it.
But that's. So hold on there. So a girl is really going to just come for sex and you're just going to be like, all right, you good? All right, then bye. And then they good with that and then come back another time?
Oh, my goodness. Again, it's not a robotic thing, right? We are human beings.
But that's what I'm saying to you.
You're we're not human gonna, beings. You're not so we have an understanding that this is just what it is. This is it. It can't go no further than this. Reasoning ability. That's we don't really want to go it's deep.
Because that's not true. And you know that too. Okay. So you're sitting here saying, okay, it's just a casual thing and it's not going to go further than that. You know that's not true. Because you know women, once they start having sex with
not
a man.
Not all women.
Majority
not
of women.
Not all women, Nikita.
Listen some to me. Women. No. All women are caught up with feelings. They might tell you like, oh, we just good and we just have sex and just keep it pushing and that's that. That's a lie. Because eventually, somewhere down the line, feelings are going to get tied in.
That is your perspective. That does not happen all the time.
You can ask any female, and you're a plain example of this situation.
Like me say, it does not happen all the time, and that's why I don't want to go deep into that because, and that's why I don't really want to go deep into that because the situation where you are going to talk about has something will happen that is more than just casual sex.
The fuck you mean is more than casual sex?
Yeah. The situation where you got talk about, where you try go in, from where we are talk about, went past casual sex.
Explain that to me.
Okay.
Okay.
So.
As I said, when you sleeping with a woman and feelings are tied in, eventually that woman gonna catch feelings.
Does not happen all the time.
Majority of the time it does.
And I'm not going to say majority of the time
with my
either.
Experience with you and mm-hmm. other females, mm-hmm. from what was said to me and the perception that you gave, mm-hmm. is that you wanted a relationship. I guess just to get in the drawers, you probably put the G on them and they stupid ass fell for it. But
that's a lie.
How you going to tell me that's a lie?
Me, I tell you.
When we get off camera, I could...
No, explain. You can't talk about it on camera. I don't have a problem with that. That's a lie. None of these. None of these. None.
Okay.
None.
The one that was trying to be my friend, she definitely said that, yeah.
She told a lie.
I doubt that.
Well, you can't ask her.
I don't need to ask her. She already told me everything and I needed to know. Like, really? She spilled her soul. She told it all. So I don't need to know. I need to ask camera nothing. Now. Whatever.
So it can't hide.
Whatever. As I said, when a man
is... don't have to go past casual flings.
Majority of the time, it goes beyond that in the relationship. And then a woman fall in love and all of these things. And then feeling like, okay, this is what it is. Case in point. Mm-hmm. There's a situation right now out with... There's a rapper and his girlfriend, or he claimed she wasn't his girlfriend. Mm-hmm. She's a singer as well, American. And he's pretty much online. I guess they broke up or whatever it is, or they had an altercation or whatever behind closed doors. Mm-hmm. There was a live that was done with him, and he's like pretty much putting her out there and talking a whole bunch of shit, how she was a side bitch and she was never his girl and da da da, da and all of these things. Where he's telling her, like, all this time, I love you, and this, that, and the third. And there's video to prove these things because she posted it. Mm-hmm. So it's like, y'all men, y'all do shit like that where y'all make women feel like we're in a relationship.
Not me.
Just to have sex.
If we're cool, we're cool.
Yo, more time I don't like when I'm tell lie on camera. And that's the thing. And I stop telling
lie. If we're on camera, babe, I'm not telling a lie. I keep it 110%. Not with me. If it go past a casual vibes, it's more of conversation and maybe we get close through conversation.
But if you're getting close to someone through conversation and you're having sex with them, that is a relationship. All right. What do you call a relationship? All right,
I agree with that point.
But that's what I've been saying. That's all I've been saying the whole time.
But what I am saying is that there are situations where it does not go past just that casual fling.
Yeah, and those are people who you don't really know like that. That's what it usually ends up.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but when...
So even the people where me did know in a them time the same way, it never went past just a casual fling. Even though maybe...
That's a lie.
Even though...
That's a lie.
All right.
Talk truth.
In a certain instances, we know each other from we young. But it still never go past a point where... It was serious where me I say, well, then, or the person I say, well, then maybe we can end up with each other.
Yeah, I mean, obviously with marriage, that situation, because you knew she like was that. Smashing every one of your homies, so you wasn't trying to
but
wipe
that's
her.
What me I say, like,
the fuck?
And that's what I'm saying is, like, there are situations that are casual. It's not going to pass.
I mean, obviously that wouldn't pass anything if she's sleeping with all your friends.
And there were other situations like that. You understand what I'm saying?
And majority of the situations like that with the females that you knew, they were sleeping with majority of your friends.
And what I'm saying is...
That's what I'm saying. So obviously you're not going to wife them type of chicks.
That's what I'm saying, that certain situations now go past a certain level.
But that, of course you would expect that not to pass a certain
level.
Yeah,
but that me I talk that's about. That's me, I talk about my experience. Me not talk about, no, that man experience.
Me talk about. Okay. Your experience has taught me well.
Exactly.
And I never look a careless girl when she come when I say, hi, man, friend is in friend.
That is true.
Make sure y'all check that. Because a lot of these females be like, oh, I'm a friend, I'm a virgin, I'm a brother for a long time. Sis, I've been around for 20 years now. If I don't know you, you ain't his friend, okay?
Yeah, but don't make it look like that way. They're like, when I have that friends, way. If I have female friends.
If I don't know you, you are not his friend, okay?
Calm down, man. Yeah, make it look a way like me not have female friends.
I'm not saying you don't have female friends, sister, but if I don't know them,
don't say it like that.
If I don't know of them, they're not your friends. They're associates of yours.
Understand
they're not
that.
Your friends.
Me not disagree with that, Nikita. I am not disagreeing with that.
And they're not even associates neither if I don't know them.
Me nah disagree.
They just people you know.
That is true.
Because if it's friends, if it's like your friends' friends,
some of them are just people, I wouldn't. Most of them are just people.
They're all people you know if I don't know them.
But.
So all of these again, girls that be like, oh, my brother, my bro. Nah, sis. Him, his mom only had one daughter. His pops only had three, and you ain't one of them. Okay?
Can I finish now?
Go ahead.
What I'm saying is this, right? Please don't portray it on this platform.
Portray what?
That I am not a person that have female friends that are just female friends.
And nothing more. I only know of you having...
Don't make okay, it look that okay, way then. That's all I'm hold saying. We're not business how much
there
I
is
know.
There's only two females that I know are your friends mm-hmm. that I know there's no sexual nothing. Outside of that, you ain't got no female friends that I know of. Because all of them is somebody that you probably smashed.
Misconception.
Two or three. Come all on. Right, probably I'll say a handful. I'll probably say a handful.
Come on, misconception. Very common.
As I said, there's only a handful of females of his that are friends that I know of that are actually his friends. Right. Outside of that,
that's
if he
fair.
Says that they're his friends, they's definitely shorties that he done smashed already.
That's fair enough.
But you don't have much enough. Females that you're friends with that you haven't slept with. Majority of the females that you know
that's
that you're friends
true.
With, you slept with them.
That's not true. That's a common misconception.
That's not a misconception. I know what I'm talking about.
It's a common misconception.
That's not common misconception. I know what I'm talking about.
Common,
and
very common.
I know. I'm
very, positive. Very common misconception.
Yeah, definitely not. But as I said, that's why I say, why I say what I said. A lot of these females that you say is your friends, they ain't your friends. If I don't know you. Especially if you know of me and you don't speak to me or you try to, yeah, shorty, I already peeped your game already. I know you done smashed already. You got your one ride and kept it pushing. Like, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Kudos to you. You know what I have. All right, mega behave.
Oh, my goodness. Right, I don't know. Yeah.
I'm going to behave.
You no need to behave. You talk, we talk. There's nothing to behave about. You speak and how you feel. Know what you say. But me, I tell you, don't say it's a common misconception.
No, but as I said, majority of his female friends, them that he calls friends, he slept with them already. And that's happening too with the friend thing. I'm straight.
Common misconception again. I tell you, believe me.
Okay.
It's a very common misconception. Anyway, we're not too straight, too deep, and too far
from say, my brother,
the topic
you
of
say.
The day. Understand? Yes. From we have this casual thing going, you can't get a dollar, a dime.
You know what I wonder, come because I never did with you outside of this. Like, if you ain't see a future, you could have never smashed me, dogs. Because you ain't jumping up and down to me and not giving me nothing. Mm-mm. Especially if it's a long period of time. Long period of time. Oh, old son, none of them things that come after that. You can't come you can jump up and down and me and give me nothing.
Long,
I will hear about.
Long period of time. So what's a long period of time for you?
More than a month. All right, 60 days. 60 days is like...
If, 2 months out.
Yeah, like if you're smashing me for that time period, 2 months and more, yeah. Not saying within the first 2 months, but whatever we do have sex, depending on however long it's going to take you to get there.
So if it reaches 2 months and you see, so you still not get not a dime or a dollar.
First of all, I'm not keep you around for 2 months. I'm not get a dime or a dollar. What are you here for?
That's why I'm asking what you consider the length of time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. As far as sex.
You say, let me keep it pushing.
As far as sex. Okay. Like, if I'm having sex with you 2 months in and you're not giving me nothing, Playboy, what are you doing? I know what I have and I know what I'm bringing to the table, so...
Which is what?
Oh, so you got to ask.
You have to ask, like...
Okay, don't worry. You don't worry.
The question is...
Don't worry.
Don't be an idiot. The question is phrased in the terms of you being a single woman,
mm-hmm.
right? Not necessarily you being my wife.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously not. What do you bring to the table as a single woman?
I bring a lot to the table. I am the table. I don't bring nothing to the table. I am the table.
Typical answer. A woman with an answer.
Typical answer, woman with an answer, but not a lot of women gonna do the shit that I do. That's the difference. The sacrifices that I'm willing to make for what I want and what I love.
If you're casual. If you're casual, boom, bang.
Yeah, if it's casual and if it's good. Some women, like, wants the...
So what, the penis not good?
Huh?
The penis not good?
If it's good, I mean...
And where the man forget? Where the man not forget nothing?
No, he's going to get, of course. I'm not going to just be like, okay, you just going to get dry coochie and that's it. You're going to get other things. I'm going to make sure I take care of you.
In what way?
In every way that you need. I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to make sure I do what I need to do to make sure that you're comfortable and you're happy.
In a casual...
That's why I guess I'm not built for the casual thing.
But that is what I'm saying, Nikita. This is not your mind frame.
But even if my mind frame still, I say, there's no free pass around here. That's just how I see it. But let us know what you think about this episode.
Yeah.
As we said earlier in the show, please make sure you go and like, subscribe, share, comment on this episode and every other episode of our podcast. If you are watching us on YouTube, make sure you guys go over to streaming platform and subscribe. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Anchor FM, and any other platforms that podcasts are provided. Yeah. And if you are listening to us on the streaming platform, make sure you go over YouTube and subscribe and start following us and hit that notification bell, so whenever we do drop an episode, you are notified and you are up to date with what's going on and you can join the reason. Make sure you guys just, you know, full joy the
vibe and check in.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, give thanks for joining us. We love the vibes.
Yes.
Keep watching. We hope y'all keep watching. And please don't forget to support the merch.
Yes.
The merch is ready, available. You know what I mean? Please just link with. Let us know what's going on, all right? Holiday season coming up. Get your gifts for your husband or your wife.
And we might start doing the merch on Simply Rose Craft website. We might be selling merch through her as well.
Yeah.
Soon, but we're lining up and let you guys know. Thank you guys so much for joining us on another episode of Music and Marriage. My name is Nikita. I am your host, and this is my co-host.
I'm Lock Red Square. Give thanks for joining us. Peace.